Okay, this is Parakimon Hilchos Ma'alove, talking about more halachas that to do with collateral. Halacha Aleph, Amana, if it comes to a widow, Bein Shehi Aniya, Bein Shehi Asher, doesn't matter if she's poor or rich, Ein Mimashkenosa. So there's no collateral taken from her under any conditions, Lo B'Sha'as Halav, Lo B'Sha'as, Lo B'Sha'as Halav, whether at the time of loan or not at the time of loan, will all be Bezen, nor through court. Shnemar V'lo Sakwal Be'Gan Avana. And if what do you call it? The creditor takes collateral. We forcibly return the collateral to her. If the widow admits the debt, she's got to pay it. And then she denies it, she has to take a shvuah like any lender. What's important here to know is that if the collateral was lost or was burnt and destroyed prior to it was returned, loka. So then the creditor is punished with malchus. Halacha beis. Someone who lends money to someone else, so if somebody does lend money to what they call it, another person, whether he offers the loan, what they call it, in exchange for the collateral, or he takes the collateral after the loan was given or through the court, he can't use his collateral things that are used for cooking, things like kneading troughs and pots and knives that are used for shechita, etc. And if he does take these, we force him to return them. And if that collateral was lost or destroyed prior to him returning it, he would get malchus. Now, let's say a person took a bunch of food utensils. Let's say he took, for instance, a pot and a knife. He's over a separate obligation, a separate prohibition, excuse me, for each one. Even two things, two utensils that are used for the same thing. He gets his chai for both, and he gets malchus for both. To Torah is showing you that you have a separate prohibition for each one. Those two things, the millstone and the upper and lower millstones, are really do the same activity. Nonetheless, they're listed separately. So then we see we learn out that you're chayav for each one. This applies to all you have food utensils. Things that are used for both one malacha. Independently. So too, someone takes his collateral yoke that oxen use to plow, he's actually chayev too. Halachadal. Amalva eschavero if a person gives a loan to a person, whether he's rich or poor, so he should not take the security for himself. Instead, he should use escrow, which I mean using the courts. Even if a messenger from the courts comes to collect the security, he shouldn't go into the house and take the collateral. He stands outside, and the borrower goes into his house and takes out the collateral. If so, now what's the difference between a creditor and the person who's sent by the court? Because the agent who comes from the what do you call it from the court. So he can take the security from the borrower by force and give it to the creditor, the lender. But the creditor, when it comes to the creditor, he can only take the collateral if it's done, give it to him by the borrower with his intent. Let's say the creditor was over the issur, entered into the house of the borrower and took the security, or he forcibly took the mashkan from him. Ain't okay, doesn't get makosh or nitak la'aseh, because it's a lav. That could be corrected by a positive commandment. Because you can return it back to him. But let's say he wasn't able to. He didn't fulfill the positive commandment. Like, for instance, the collateral was lost. So Nisraf, it was burnt. He gets Makos. So then the creditor should calculate exactly the value of collateral, take it off from the debt, and he can go to court for the remaining money. Halacha, hey. Echad ha-mashkan is chorer ha-bezin, o she-mashkan ha-biyada b'zroa, ha-midas ha-lova. It doesn't matter if a person takes collateral from someone else, whether it's through the courts or he personally takes it from him, either by force or with the consent of the lender. If he's a poor person and the collateral that's taken is something he needs, the lender must return the what do you call it? The creditor must return to him the to the borrower the thing that he needs when he needs it. For instance, he returns the pillow at night from the sleep on it. And the plow during the day, to do his work. Now, Let's say he did not return the daytime kli, so to speak, in the morning or the one at night. You shouldn't go to sleep and the avot's next to you. Zuksus laila. This is referring to things that are worn at night. Right, and when it comes to things that he wears or uses during the day, who omer ad bo hashemesh to shibenelo. That's what it says in the Torah. Malame shiach zero kol yom. You can return to him throughout the day. In Cain, who shemachshelo mashkom beishu tzarchlo. So therefore, the person who what do you call it? If this is so, the creditor returns a mashkon to him when he needs it. Veloke beosa veloke velokeach osa beishenot tzarchlo, and he takes it for the time that the guy doesn't need it. Mayol mashkon. So what benefit is this collateral? Kadesh, why does he need it at all? If the poor person gets it back most of the time. Kadesh lo yishame dechob b'shvius. So number one, so the debt doesn't get, disappears during the shvius year. And the second one is lo yasem etatalait tzabanav. He doesn't want there to be removable property issues with, his sons. Eli yifarim in a mashkon achash shemeis alove. And then he's going to have to take the collateral back after the borrower dies. We learn from this, if a person takes collateral from a poor person who needs the things, and he doesn't return it when he's supposed to return it, over bishum shlosh shemos, he's over basically three yisurim. Mishum lo savo beso, mishum hashe toshe lo, esavot, mishum lo sishka bavato, three separate things. This is only when the collateral was done, not at the time of the loan. But imishkano b'shas halvaso, but he takes the collateral at the time of the loan, eno chai v'hakshar klal, he doesn't have to return it at all, but over b'shem, he doesn't violate any of the things the Rambam just listed. Halach above, shliach bezin shabala mashkein, the mashkein, right? When a messenger for bezin comes to take collateral, lo yimashkein devarim, she'yev shalav delitain osam, mashkein, he shouldn't take things as collateral that people need to live off of, could go and beget shalav, or actually the things that are on him, go like the clothing he's wearing, uklish ochabo, the spoon that he's using, kuyotza beilo. Meniach mita umetz al asher, mita umafetz ani. He leaves a nice bed for the wealthy person and the straw mattress for the ani. Anything that he has outside of this, Yeshla Mashkano, he can take his collateral. And as he said before, daytime kelim return during the day, nighttime during the night. If he has two kelim in front of him, he takes one and returns the other. Until when is a creditor obligated to turn the collateral and then take it again? Forever. But if the collateral is things that the guy doesn't need, and he doesn't need to leave it for the debtor, he can leave it. He must keep it for 30 days. After 30 days, mocher mashkan beisdin. Then he sells it in the court. Mesalove, if the borrower dies, he doesn't return it to his kids. Mesalova achas sheheshiv lo mashkan. Let's say the debtor dies after the collateral is returned to him. Shomto amavo malbanav. The creditor can pull it away from his kids. Ve'ena maxer and not return it. Halacha zayin he'orev. What do you call it? Mutar lemashkan bizroa. So a creditor can take collateral from a guarantor by force. Well, the kind of sabeso go to his house. Little mash going to take the collateral. Shnemar lakach bigdo ki arav zar. V'chem mi sheish lo schar eitzel chavero. So too, if a person's owed a fee by someone else, bein schar malachto, bein schar behemta, whether it's money from when he did work that he did or from his animal, the kalev or his utensils, bein schar beso, or whether it is rent for his house, sabeso mutal mashmano. It's permitted for him to take collateral. Shalom al pibes and even without consulting court. But nechlas abeso, go into his house, but otal mashkan bischaro and take the collateral. Vimzaka v'lava schar b'malve. Now, if he considers the fee as actually a loan, then asar shnemar kisa shev or echa mashas me'uma. Finally, lachachas mishahaya b'yado mashkano sha'ani. If a person has in his possession collateral belongs to a poor person, imhaya scharo yeser al pischo. So if the, what do you call it, the fee for the rental is more than the depreciation and value of the collateral, could go in kardom, masar, gadol, for instance, like a shovel. Then it is permitted for him to rent it out and to deduct the money as it's from the debt, because this is like returning a lost object. He does not need to ask the owner for permission to do this. Then it's Parak Gimel, and we will continue with Parak Dalet next time.